Joel Harris, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Simon and Steve.
Always great to speak to you, man. I've got a big smile on my face. So the reason we're chatting to you today, Joel, is twofold. Firstly, because we like to check in with you, say, once a month, because our houses are our most important asset. So that's number one. And number two, last week I was quoting from an article in Business Insider. I was talking about a steaming property market that was on a roll, and I was contacted afterwards by somebody else, another real estate agent listening to the show, saying, Simon, that is not the case. So I thought it'd be interesting to chat to you. What is going on? Is Business Insider correct?
So, Simon, what do you mean? So what do you mean that's not the case?
Meaning that Business Insider was saying this, there are plenty sales, that things are cooking. They mentioned Chaz Everett having sold over 500 million rands worth of property in the Illovo, Hyde Park, Dunkeld kind of areas, saying that although things are difficult, we're in COVID situations, people are losing their jobs, nevertheless, due to interest rates and other reasons, sales are happening.
Absolutely. No, 100%. So the last conversation we had, we said we were really, really busy. I mean, our results have definitely exceeded all expectations despite COVID-19. It's just the way you do business is different. Absolutely. All-time records are being achieved. An abundance of buyers are entering the marketplace.
Joel.
And there's a lot of business to be done. 100% agreed.
You're kidding. I mean, had you told me that the growth had been in the under 1.5 million segment, that would have made sense for first-time buyers. But are you telling me above the sales are still, what's the word I'm looking for, constant, if not increasing?
So you know what, Simon? It's not an exact science. So definitely we called it the last time the low-hanging fruit. So we're finding properties between, let's say, 700,000 and 1.3. There's obviously a much bigger demand. And from my understanding at our company is that definitely, I mean, in the upmarket, there's still activity, but it's not as buoyant, in my opinion, as the middle to lower market price range.
That is interesting. What's also interesting, because I watched the Cape Town market as well, and yeah, I mean, I'm just assuming you've got your finger on the pulse there to a certain extent. They're saying social media is having an effect on sales in Cape Town. For example, TikTok, which has 600 million people watching it, for whatever reason, Cape Town's flavor of the month. I mean, who would have
thought that? It is, and I can tell you what's interesting, what we've seen also with our Cape Town agents, especially on the Atlantic seaboard, they've actually had some phenomenal months the last few months versus last year. So I really believe it's because interest rates are so much lower, and it's definitely bringing in a much bigger pool of buyers. I think we even chatted the last time, Simon, where we spoke about tenants becoming buyers, and we're finding that a lot of our tenants are turning into buyers, which makes sense at the very low interest rate.
Yes, it does make sense at the low interest rate at that low-hanging fruit level. But other than that, Joel, it doesn't make sense to me. Every article you pick up talks about an economy that's contracted 51%, talks about retrenchments, the likes of which haven't been loaned for a long time, and yet the property market seems utterly divorced from reality and going and doing its own thing.
Yeah, I mean, remember also we said, I mean, everyone needs a home. So shelter is perhaps even just as needed as food. You know, so someone's got to live somewhere, and there's always going to be activity. And perhaps a lot of the sellers, and we're finding that are genuine sellers who have real reasons for selling, they are selling, and there are buyers to buy. So, you know, obviously sellers perhaps have become more realistic. Don't get me wrong. The prices are far from exorbitantly high. The growth is not exceptional. We're talking volumes. There's no growth in price.
Okay.
My experience is that we're still sitting in a, and I say this carefully on radio, we're still sitting in a kind of a 2010 price bracket. It certainly hasn't grown and recovered overnight. People who bought 8, 9, 10 years ago, some are not getting their money back. So please let me make that very clear. You know, I'd hate to send the wrong message.
No impression.
But a genuine seller, if they're correctly priced, it will move.
Joel, we don't have much time left because I want to play out with something wonderful this afternoon. But last question to you. The move from lockdown 3 to lockdown 2, has that made the process easier?
No, it's still the protocols are still the same, Simon. We wear our masks, we sanitize, we social distance. We're still vigilant as ever. Again, I say this carefully on radio. Stick to the rules. Wear your mask. This virus is not gone. So it's very much the same. I think a lot of people are more relaxed. I disagree with that sentiment of being relaxed. I see people not wearing masks. I don't want to break into a COVID-19 talk, but it's exactly same as level 3 and level 2. The perception's different, but the facts remain the same.
No, I think that's very valid. But one does seem to get a sense that there's show days. Show days seem to be back again.
So there are. There are definitely more show days. If a seller absolutely insists on a show day, we have them. But they definitely are, but not in the abundance of what it was a couple of months ago, but there definitely are more show days, you know, coming up. And if a seller wants it, we do it, but we are still in COVID-19.
Okay. Now, all very interesting, all very important. And, once again, Joel Harris, thank you so much for talking to us here on 101.9 Chai FM.
Simon Anstey, thank you. Take care.
He's a funny bloke, old Joel. He's a funny bloke.